The Red Room by Nikki French. Read by Kate Rawson. I watched them, the fat woman and the surly man. Gonzalo shifted from one foot to the other. "Thank you," I said to him. He gave me his shy smile and backed away. My car was shining, inside and out. The man with the walrus moustache was giving it a last look over. "And thank you," I said to Diana. "I appreciate it." She shrugged.
"You're Will's friend."
I wasn't so sure about that. I looked over at Will. "Do you fancy a drink?" He seemed slightly taken aback.
"Okay,"
he said, as if he hadn't been able to think of an excuse in time.
"Why don't you follow me? There's a place I know near here."
I clinked some coins into the tip box, and then we drove in convoy in our gleaming cars, down small back streets by the side of old warehouses. I'd never been here. This was a London I had never visited. We went to a pub on the canal side. From the front it looked rather dreary and run down, but at the back there was a deck over the water where we sat with our tomato juice. The sky was turning a strange brown. Little sighs of wind rippled across the oily dark water, and a few large drops of rain fell.
"You like it?" said Will dreamily.
"What? My drink?"
"The canal.
It looks a bit dirty to me." He sipped his drink.
"They're going to clean it up. Have you heard about the development project?"
I looked at the black water. The warehouse on the far side was open to the sky. All the windows had been broken, and inside there were piles of twisted, rusty machinery. Everywhere there was rubble and strange sorts of rubbish that I didn't want to think about too much. Who'd want to develop this?
Are you kidding? A couple of 100 acres of prime land right in the middle of London.
In a couple of years, this will all be wine bars, health clubs and apartment blocks with private garages.
Is that good?
He drained his glass.
It'll be respectable, he said.
You make that sound like a dirty word.
Won't it help your young people? There'll be jobs for them.
I don't think most of them will fit in here. They'll be pushed somewhere else where they can be someone else's problem. I shivered, and he looked at me.
Are you cold?
I shook my head.
Someone walked over my grave.
But he took off his jacket and hung it round my shoulders. For a moment, I was surprised by the thrill that ran through me when I felt his hands touch my shoulders. It had been such a long time since anyone had touched me.